Blog Talk Radio. towards the men of and the people of God. He told her that some things was going to happen. And it's this a young man that was, that's in the Bible, his name was Jehut. And a while before that, Jehut was anointed, and when the oil was poured on Jehut, it was a little oil, but it ran down Jehut mighty. It was like it was a lot of oil poured on him, anointing oil. In the Bible, in 2 Kings, verse 9, chapters 30 through 37, I would like to read that to you. It says, "And when Jehut was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and said, and she painted her face and tied her hair and looked out at a window. And as Jehut entered into the gate, she said, 'Hag Zamir,'" I think that's how you pronounce it, "'peace,' who showed his master, and he lifted up his face to the window and said, 'Who is on my side? Who?' And there looked out at him two or three eunuchs. And he said, 'Throw her down.'" He's talking about Jezebel. "He said, 'Throw her down.'" "And he said, 'Throw her down.' So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trotted her underfoot. And when he would come in, he did eat and drink and say, 'Go, see now this corpse, I'm sorry, this cursed woman, and bury her, for she is a king's daughter.' And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than her skull, the feet and the palms of her hand. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, 'This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah, the Tisbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel, shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as dung of the face of the fields and of the portions of Jezreel. So they did, shall not say, this is Jezebel.'" And I read that just to let you know that when they went at to bury Jezebel, the king's daughter, the dogs had licked her blood. And that was her life, because nothing was left. Hey, Artie, thanks for joining in. Nate, thanks for joining in. Paul and Cecilia, Apostle-elect Cecilia, thanks for joining in. When they was going to bury her, it was none left for her. Her blood had sprinkled on the walls. It had sprinkled on the horses, the horse trotter, or his foot. Only thing left was the skull, the palms of her hand, and her feet. So we're talking about the blood. That was all left of her life. So when you think about the blood, you want to know, what does it have to do with Christ? Well, we know that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and he shedded his precious blood for us, and that without him shedding his blood, he was our sacrifice of shedding his blood. That means he shed his life. He gave up his life for our sins so that we could be redeemed back to God because of the sins of Adam and Eve, of the sins that mankind had been committing. Thank you, Linda, for joining in. When you think of the blood, when you think of when Moses went to the Pharaoh to let his people go, and the Pharaoh didn't, and they sent all type of plagues, well, God sent all type of plagues to Moses' house as well as to the land of Egypt, when he did decide to let the people go, in order for the death angel to pass over, they had to post the blood across the doorpost, down the sides and across the top, so that the angel of death would pass over, because that was a signal of the life that was in that, that dwelled in that place, in that house, were the life of God's people. When you think of the blood, you think of when you cut your finger and you start bleeding. If you cut an artery, a vein, or anything like that, and you start bleeding, the blood start gashing out, you would notice that you would begin, first of all, you're going to start panicking. Second of all, you're going to notice that you're going to start getting lightheaded, dizzy, faintish, or however. If you notice how when you do begin to lose your blood, you start thinking about, Lord, I don't want to die. You know, a lot of things start crossing your mind, pondering on your heart, because you do know, whether you want to admit it or not, the blood is your life. Without blood, without free blood flowing, you do not get oxygen throughout your body. For example, I remember when I had a stroke, I was so lightheaded. I was so, everything was just moving slowly. There was no blood flowing to my brain, so therefore I wasn't getting any oxygen, and everything just looked like, and everything sounded like it was slow motion, like that. I couldn't respond quickly. I couldn't really comprehend what anybody was saying, because my blood flow had basically slowed down, or you could say stopped, because it wasn't going to the place that I needed it to go. Excuse me. It wasn't doing what I needed it to do, because I was having a stroke, which was the lack of blood flow in my body to my brain. When I think about how Jesus shared his blood for us, I thank him, because we know he didn't have to do it, but he did. You know, when you think about how when he was sitting with his disciples and he was telling them to when they was getting together for the feast, and it says in Matthew 26, we're going to look at Matthew 26 and 26. It says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, drink ye all of it. He said, drink ye all of it, not some of it, all of it. For this is my body of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of your sins. When he said that to them, he was letting them know that he was offering himself as, the drink is like the wine. He was offering it as his blood. If you go to Matthew 26 and read it, you will read, you know, like we started the 17th verse. It said, now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master said, as my time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the eve was come, he sat down with the 12 and said, and as they did eat, he said, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me, and they will exceedingly sorrow, and begin every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for him that he had never been born. Then Judah, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said, as they were eating. That's when Jesus was telling them about take the bread. It was representing his body. And he was saying that drink the wine. It was representing his blood. Cecilia, thank you for agreeing with me. Leonard says, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It would never lose its power. That is so true. When we look at the New Testament, it tells us so much about how God sent his Son down as a sacrifice for us. And it tells us how Jesus came down knowing what he was here for, but yet he didn't give up or give in. He said, God, let thy will be done. He, you know, he began to speak to the Father as, Lord, do what you need to do concerning me that I don't give up or give in. He stayed focused because he was able to pray to his Father, knowing why he was here. And a lot of times we'd be saying, oh, that's just a story. But you know what, though? That's a story that I have learned and I've lived to find out it is true. Because, like I told you all before, whenever I've gotten sick, no matter who I called on or who came by, nothing would change, no breakthrough came through until I just said, God, I'm in your hands. Lord, whatever you do, it's okay with me. Once I made peace with God and just stopped worrying and let God be in control, when I just gave my hands, when I say I gave my hands, I had just held them up and gave them up to the Lord, like, you know, a baby asks you to pick them up. That's when I not only felt the change, but I saw the change. When I realized that I was going through some health issues while I was laying in the hospital, not just what I came in for, but some other things was going on, I could not do anything but turn my face to the wall and begin to just repent and pray. And out of all the things I said, all I could say was the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you cover me with the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, cover me with your blood. God, cover my mind with your blood. When I pray for my family and I pray for my house, I pray the blood of Jesus over us. I pray the blood of Jesus over me. I pray the blood of Jesus, because just like Leonard just wrote, the power would never fail. When you loose the power of the blood of Jesus, you know that you have loosed the power over your life, because the blood is life. It's life-giving blood. When you think about when you bring your child, I'm talking about to the women, when you bring your child into this earth, there's bloodshed, whether it's a C-section or natural birth. Some blood is going to be shed. Hey, Ms. Brown, thanks for joining. It's when you bring a child up, you know, your kid go out there and fall and scrape their knee or cut their hand or elbow or whatever. They come in the house and they panicking because they saw some blood. So when you just know that, when every human being knows that the blood represents life, and as long as you have life in you, you have blood in you. And when you want to speak on allowing Christ to come into you, you need to know that you're representing the blood of Christ over your life. What I mean by that is when you're walking, remember, you're walking with the blood on you. I remember growing up, me and my sister, Cecilia, we was growing up, we were very close in age, and we were running buddies. And I remember how our mom used to tell us that we couldn't do like other children. We couldn't do like other kids. Even when we went places, people always told us we looked out of place. We didn't need to be there. We shouldn't be there because we looked out of place. Even when we tried to fit in, even when we tried to get in, we looked out of place. Because what had happened was our mother had been pleading the blood of Jesus over us from the womb. Before we were born, she was pleading the blood of Jesus over us. Our family was pleading the blood of Jesus over us as well as their children. We couldn't do like other kids did. So we had to come into our own. And that's when we found out that we looked at different because we were different, because we was born under the anointing of the blood. What I mean by that, our parents anointed us when we were children. Some kids probably, when they're born, their parents throw a big party and a baby shower and stuff like that. Our parents, our mother had what you call, they was always in prayer meetings. They was always praying. They prayed over their children before they were born. Really, they prayed before they even got pregnant. And then once they got pregnant, they began to pray for their children that not only would they have a healthy child, but they would have a natural birth, that the child would be born, normal. When we was being brought up, we was not taught that Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. We was taught that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We were taught that Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood for us to redeem us back. We were taught that we couldn't do like other children did. We were taught to honor our mother and our father, that our days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given thee. We were taught not to cover our neighbor's house. We were taught to love our enemies as we love our church, ourselves. We were taught to keep our feet when we walk through the house of the Lord. We were taught that when they were praying, you weren't giggling. You weren't over in the corner playing. You stayed over in the corner and you prayed. If you didn't know how to pray, you better act like you knew how to pray. We were taught to honor the word of God. We were taught to honor and respect our elders. We were taught the right way. We were taught that when all is said and done, at the end of the day, if you couldn't say nothing else, you would call on the blood of Jesus. We were taught that when our family members got sick or something happened or they was worried about somebody, we could always know how deep they were into prayer because they would just walk through the house saying, "The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood." They would just walk through the house saying that, or they would walk through the house singing, "The blood of Jesus." When we were growing up and our parents anointed our head with oil or anointed our stomachs with oil, wherever we had pain, and they would always say, "The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus on you. The blood of Jesus in you." Everything they did, it was concerning covering their children and their house with the blood. They never said nothing else but the blood. When I think about how in our house we couldn't eat until the food was blessed. We couldn't even open up birthday presents or anything, eat cake or serve ice cream. We couldn't do anything without giving thanks. We could not do nothing without giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm saying all that because when you talk about the blood of Jesus, you're talking about applying the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost over you because the blood represents life. And one thing I do know is I want to live. I want to live right. I want to be who God has called me to be. I thank God that the blood has been applied to my life. I thank God that I know how to apply the blood to my life. I thank God for giving me the common sense to know when to call on the blood of Jesus. Sometimes when you can't think of what to pray, sometimes you get so bogged down and overwhelmed, you don't know how to pray. As I said, as we was growing up, we was taught to just say the blood of Jesus. The blood, I cover my mind with the blood of Jesus. I cover my heart with the blood of Jesus. You can just sit there and just call on the blood of Jesus. There's so many scriptures in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that talks about the blood of Jesus. It talks about how the blood is such I'm trying to think of the right word to say, how the blood is such a form of life as well as the blood of Jesus is protection. Because if you apply the blood over your life, what can penetrate the blood of Jesus? What can wash away the power of the blood of Jesus? What can wash away the strength? You know, I'm going to say the strength and I'm going to say the power because sometimes you may not have power, but you do have strength because you're standing in and under the blood of Jesus. In Acts 2 and 28, it says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flocks which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he brought with his own blood. Now, that's just in that one. In Colossians, it says 1 and 20, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So when you talk about the blood of Jesus, you can go through the Bible and you can find these different verses. You can find these different scriptures that tells you about the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7. In him we have, what's this? Redemption through his blood. Forgive me, my phone was blacking out. Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And Hebrews 9 and 14. How much more then will the blood of Christ, whom through the eternal Spirit offers himself unblemished to God, cleanse our concept from acts, I'm sorry, our conscience from acts that leads to death, so that we may serve the living God. You can go on and on and on in the Word to find out how much power the blood has, what brought power through the blood. Thank you, Leonard. The legacy of prayer. That's right, Margot. We come from a legacy of prayer. We come from a family of women that would call a prayer meeting. We come from a family of, we'll say we're from a Seabury. That's our mother's maiden name. And I remember when my mom had got sick. It was in the late 80s, maybe 1990. And she was in the hospital, and we have some cousins that's here in Chicago and some that lived in Cleveland. And I'll never forget these cousins of mine, missionaries and evangelists and pastors. They came and they got with my cousins here. Our mother was in the hospital. She was in ICU and she was unconscious in a coma, however you want to say it. And I remember my cousins coming into the room and they got around the bed. And I remember they began to hold hands and they was calling on the blood of Jesus. And I remember they was praying and they weren't praying loud. They was praying in the Holy Spirit, but they would say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And then all of a sudden they said, there he is. And I was standing there and I was kind of younger and I didn't really understand the real power of the blood of Jesus, but my mother was in a coma. Y'all not hearing me. She was laying there and she began to get cold. My sister Cecilia was overseas in the military. And I was standing there in the room. We was at St. Mary's Hospital. My cousin Ruthie and Eula and Molly and Matilda and all of them had came in, and Archie, and they were from Cleveland. And they got with the family here. And they stood around my mother. They was holding hands, and their other hand was touching her, and they was pleading the blood of Jesus. And they left. And I thought they was finna go and, you know, visit with the family, but they said they only came here to do what God had told them to do. They came and did what God had told them to do, and they turned around and went right back home. They didn't stay overnight. They didn't get no sleep. They left. But I tell you, before that day was up, my mother came back, and the doctor who did not believe in God, he said, there is a God. Because he said out of his own mouth, they was waiting to pronounce her brain dead. But when I tell you about the blood of Jesus, a lot of people will say, oh, that ain't true. Look, you can't tell me what I've seen. That's why I say, when it comes to my praise, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've witnessed. You don't know what I've seen. I've seen God do the impossible. The Word of God said all things are possible through Christ Jesus. But I've seen the possible. I know not just what God have done for me. I know what God have done for others. I remember when a car landed on the top of the car that my sister was in that cracked her head wide open. And I can feel the pain and the pressure that she was going through because, like I told you, me and my sister were very close. And when this happened to her and they said she would never be right, no, because of the blood of Jesus. My mother pleaded the blood of Jesus over her. My mother covered her in the blood of Jesus. My mother prayed the blood of Jesus. And when I say my mother, I'm talking about the Seabury lineage. We know if we don't have nothing, we know how to go to God in prayer. We know how to plead the blood of Jesus over us. We know what it takes to make it through this world. A lot of people look at us and say, they think they're this. No, we don't think we're anything. All we know is that God said we can have what we say we can have. We do know that when it comes to believing what the Word says, once we were applied back to God, when I mean applied, when our moms gave us back to God, when our mom said, God, you gave me this child, I'm talking about my sisters, I'm talking about my first cousins, and I'm talking about my family. I have some cousins. I have a cousin on here, Margot and Carmella. We, and my sister Cecilia, we wasn't just raised as cousins. We were, and we are, first cousins. We went to church. We went to family events. We went to family reunions. When we was coming up, we were so close. We would see each other so much. I think sometimes we may have gotten sick of each other. But we will see each other so much because our family taught us that family was everything. You know, sometimes you step back when God is doing things in your life. Sometimes you have to step back to allow God to do what he has to do, because one thing we do know, the blood of Jesus never fails. The blood of Jesus is never separate. But us as family, because we was born and the blood of Jesus was put over our life, we have not fell apart. We know the cares of this life has took us into other places. But in our life, let something go on. Let something happen. As my cousin Margo just said, prayer warriors. That's our legacy line. Intercessory prayers. We are prayer warriors. We know how to get on our knees before God. We know how to pray in the spirit. We know how to just trust God with it all. We know how to say, Lord, move me out the way that you can get in the way. Move me out the way that you can have your way. Move me out the way, God, so that your will would be done, not my will. When we know how to get before God and say, Lord, I'm applying your blood over this right here. This. Because we know that this right here can cause a lot of problems. When we know that this mouthpiece we have can speak life as well as it can speak death over someone, and I'm not just talking about in the natural, I'm talking about in the spirit. When you get into a situation with someone and you don't know what to say, from this day forward, all you have to say is the blood of Jesus. Just walk past somebody, and if you touch them, you can say it out loud, you can say it under your breath, the blood of Jesus. Excuse me, you can say, I'll put you under Holy Ghost arrest, the blood of Jesus. If you have to lay your hands on yourself and say, I'll put myself under Holy Ghost arrest, and I'll apply the blood of Jesus over it. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. When you think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you, when you think about everything you have gone through, everything that you're going through, everything that you want and you need, just go back and say, God, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for loving me so much that you sent your only begotten Son. I thank you for your Son dying on the cross for me and shedding his blood. God, I thank you for allowing me to put the blood over the doorpost of my heart every day. God, I thank you for teaching me to claim, to want the blood, to ask you to apply the blood over my house. God, anything and everything that lives under my roof, God, I'm asking you to apply the blood over them. Cover them that they don't, even if they don't know what it is that hit them, they know something about them is different. But then if they'll come back to think, I've been hearing her talk about, or I heard her talk about the blood of Christ. Out of all things that can happen in life, and all things that you may want to happen in life, apply the blood should be one of them. Apply the blood over your life. I want to share a song with you all. I was trying to find the certain song that the late Apostle Samuel Thomas used to sing all the time when we were younger, when they were with the Dickinsons. They used to sing the blood of Jesus. But I couldn't find that verse. But I found this, and I do not have the rights to the music, but I'm going to share this with you all, if you all would just give me a moment, okay?
My grandmother would sing like this: what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I hope you all can hear it. If you kids to give me some thumbs up to let me know you hear it. Glory to God. I just wanted to share that with you all for a moment because my thing is this. We have to go back to the place where we first met God. And if we be honest with ourselves, we met him through our elders. We met God at a place where we needed to be because we did not understand. I was trying to turn it off. It's over with the song, but something else was playing. But anyway, I thank God for the blood. I thank God for being introduced to him at a young age because we know the word that says raise up a child in the way that they should go, that when they get old, they won't depart from it. I remember, like Tasha Cobbs was saying, singing those songs at Mission Way Church of God in Christ, 69th and Union. I remember growing up at Mission Way. I remember being in the children's choir and then being in a choir when we got older. When I think about growing up in church and I think about how they would put us on the altar and we would pray and call on the name of Jesus and just call out the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I remember that and I apply those prayers, I apply those memories to my life, and I just say, God, I thank you that you gave me a legacy of prayer. You gave me a desire to want to pray. I'm just thanking God for his blood. I don't really know how else to put it, what else to say. I had so much I wanted to say. I had so many scriptures I wanted to talk about. I had so much. But all I could just say, if you don't do anything but get before God, repent, ask God to teach you about the blood, apply the blood over your life. If you don't do anything but just call on the blood of Jesus from this day forward, just do it and just watch what God do in your life, especially if you're doing it for real, especially if you are calling on the Lord with a true and whole heart. I'm not saying that you're not going to fall or slip or make a mistake, but just remember the blood of Jesus. Just remember, it never fails. It flows to every valley. It comes to every mountaintop. It goes into every crease, every crevice, every place, every hole, every place that you think the blood can go there. Just apply the blood over you. Just if you have some blessed oil, or if you have some Vaseline or your forehead or your scalp, if you don't have any oil but some baby oil, squirt it on you and just pray over and ask God to bless it. And just pray over you and just say the blood of Jesus. Pour it on yourself. Put it on your forehead. Just put your cross up there and just say the blood of Jesus. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. You know, some of us may have it, some of us may not. If you know someone that have it, if you know somebody that's God filled, Holy Ghost filled, you know somebody that loves the Lord with their whole heart, ask them to pray the blood of Jesus on you and with you. Ask them to teach you how to pray. Ask them to teach you how to call on the blood of Jesus. And just know, this is not something you do just because you want to or you want something. This is something you do because you're planning on doing what God has instructed you to do. Don't play with the blood. You know, I said pray for the blood to control your life, saturate your life, inhabit your life. Pray, not play. Pray, P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. Now, P-L-A-Y, learn how to apply the blood of Jesus over you. So I want to say thank you all for listening on tonight. Thank Blog Talk for being a part of our ministry on tonight. I just want you all to know that I get excited on Fridays, and sometimes my words get caught up, or they don't come out right. But I'm asking God, I'm asking him to apply his blood over me, that I can get myself in a situation where I'm excited about his word, but I can bring it to you in a more clear way. You know, I hope you all understand what I've been saying, or the way I've been trying to say it. I thank God for his word. I love the word of God. I truly do. I hope you all was blessed by the service on tonight. I'm going to ask, did anybody want to type anything else out on Facebook before we end the service? Do anybody on Blog Talk want to speak and say something before we end the service? If so, you can go ahead.
Lord, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word tonight, for the message, for the learning, the teaching, and for all us to understand that knows God and the Son, Lord Jesus. That the blood that Jesus shared for us has to do with our existing today. And I thank God, and I thank him, Lord Jesus. I thank him and thank him much as I can and still apologize for not thanking them enough, because I know if it wasn't for the Father and the Son, would none of this, none of us be here today. I just want to say thank you for the lesson and the message of tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Okay, is there anyone else on Blog Talk? Okay, well, I thank everybody that has made remarks tonight on Facebook. I thank you for your communication. I thank you for taking the time out to join me on Facebook Live on tonight. We're going to be back here next Friday, and I'm going to seek God to see what he will have me to speak on. If he had me to come back and talk about the blood, I will. If he has me to talk about something else, I'll do that. But I'm just asking God to apply the blood, Jesus' blood, all over every view on tonight, their family members, each and every one of them, their household, and everything that contains to you all. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for my Aunt Frawley, that God continues to strengthen her body and that God keeps her children in prayer concerning their mother, that God keeps her children peace among them. I'm going to ask God to cover them in his precious blood. I want to just say, God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the chance and the opportunity to speak on your Son and to speak on your word. God, we just thank you for everything that you have done, you are doing. God, again, we ask you to cover this ministry from Monday nights, Sunday mornings, and Fridays. God, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank you. And everything that is called upon for your people to do, God, we ask you to just stay, get in line with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget, we'll be back here next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Let me take that back, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. We're also here on Monday evenings with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry through Smile 3E. With different Monday nights. This will be our first Monday of the month, so it will be Dr. Serena Wright. We will be here Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want you all to know that we are more than able. We are more than willing. We are more than that. What I mean by that saying, we're more than able, willing, and that. We are more willing and able than that, because we know that that is all that we could talk about. It's the word of God, the blood of God, the way of God. So with that being said, please join us again. Know that we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you could do about it. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until this Monday, this Sunday, we will be looking forward to you all to join us for Blog Talk. Please look forward to our postings so that you all can keep up with what we're bringing to the body of Christ, what we're bringing to the people from the word, that what we're talking to you about, to let you all know that God is God. He's more than able. He is your source today, tomorrow, forevermore. Okay, everybody, good night. And I love you all with the love of the Lord. Amen. Let me see if I can play something before we go. I like this song here. We got a few minutes.
I'm in Amsterdam, which is, without a doubt, the cannabis capital of the world.
I caught myself having cooled up, but the ad still popped in. Okay.
I'm a stay safe.
This is Kathy Jones. I love this song. I'm a stay safe.
Excuse me, sister. Me and my wife was in front of the line. Yes, sir. I don't think it's right if I allow you to skip me. I just wanna keep peace. I'm trying to be discreet, sir. It's really not deep, sir. We all gon' get a seat, sir. And we all gon' eat, sir. So please, will you calm down? Put your arms up. I don't wanna shut down. It's about to go down.
Tuning in on tonight. Please share the video. No matter what happens, I'm going to stay safe. Thank you all. Lord, help me. Good night. Can only see his words to me. He's all the best in me.
I guess I'm going to get this. Everywhere else
she's a voice to me.
Can I tell you one more time? I said he saw the best of me. When everyone else around him
And I am here for the sake. He only sees me with his eyes.